It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Expedia.com, where you can find yours with Expedia. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. October 1st. It was on this day in 2007, a very special day for my parent company, Geekazine. Geekazine was founded on October 1st of 2007, so we are celebrating another day in Geekazine and the Day in Tech History. Of course, the Day in Tech History didn't really come around until about January of 2008 as the Week in Tech History, and then became the Day in Tech History on August 10th of 2009. 1953, Texas Instruments was listed for the first time by the New York Stock Exchange with the symbol TXN. It merged with the Intercontinental Rubber Company and stock opened at $5.25. 1954, IBM announced the 705 EDP, part of the 700 series of business-oriented mainframe computers with magnetic core memory. 1958, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, was founded to manage the space exploration of programs in response to the launch of the Russian artificial satellite Sputnik. 1969, the ARPANET's second node was set up at Stanford Research Institute and connected to their SDS-940, which created a two-node network. The third interface message processor was installed at UC Santa Barbara. 1971, the Walt Disney World Amusement Theme Park opens in Orlando, Florida. 1976, Harry Margolis, Robert Dunet, and Andrzej Kaczmak formally incorporate the IMSAI Manufacturing Corporation, where they manufactured the UMSAI 8080. 1979, four ex-Atari game designers form Activision to produce game cartridges for the Atari 2600 game system. They had a startup investment of $700,000. 1982, Epcot Center opens at Walt Disney World. Sony launched the first consumer compact disc player, the model CDP-101, and Paul Allen was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease, which was localized in a very treatable form. 1984, Dan Lewis writes the IslNet went live in Staten Island, New York. This was one of the first pay BBSs charging $10 a year and featuring an adult and free speech theme. Also, 1984, Merchandising Corporation of America, an MCA-controlled company, filed suit in San Jose Superior Court against Warner Communications for unpaid royalties related to Atari's use of E.T. the Extraterrestrial, The Last Starfighter, and many other titles for an unpaid balance of $14 million. 1985, Viewtron goes national with a service for personal computers. Kits for early personal computers would cost $9.95. And the original Macintosh computer was retired. It was introduced in January 24th of 1984. 1990, Office for Windows, which included Excel, Word, and PowerPoint, was released. 1992, Midway Manufacturing Company introduced Mortal Kombat at the Amusement and Music Operators Association in Nashville, Tennessee. 1993, Panasonic released the FZ1 Real 3DO Interactive Multiplayer Game System in the United States with a 12.5 MHz 32-bit microprocessor for $699.95. 1996, Cellnet, Compaq, Data Mobile, Ericsson, IBM, Intel, Manasim, and a whole bunch of other ones, unite to form the Mobile Data Initiative. Also in 96, the Lucent becomes an independent company, separating from AT&T. And Yahoo traffic reaches 1 billion page views. 1998, British Sky Broadcasting launched Sky Digital, a subscription television service in the UK and the Republic of Ireland. 1999, researchers at Brandeis University unveils a 6.5-foot span of Legos building blocks that were built by a computer based on a true physical attributes of the toy blocks. And also in 1999, University of California, Berkeley officials reveal plans to issue cease and desist warnings to companies that post lecture notes on the internet. And now this word from our friends over at Expedia. Las Vegas, Jamaica, San Francisco, China, New York, Portland, Florida. Have you been? Maybe you're from there and you need to start planning your trip home for the holidays. Now is the time to do that. With rates at their lowest for November and December, you can get great deals in planning your trip. That's where Expedia comes in, from air travel, hotels, cars, and full vacation packages. Because who doesn't want to be in a warm city during the coldest of winters? You can also earn Expedia points so you can use them on more trips all around the world. Get $25 off your first hotel booking at Expedia. Go over to geekazine.com/Expedia for more details. Over at Expedia, find yours. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. 2001, AMD released the 1.1 gigahertz Duron processor for $103. Apple Computer released the new iMac computer to retail outlets featuring 64 megabytes of memory and CD-ROM drive for $799. And Intel released the 733 megahertz mobile Celeron processor on the P6 microarchitecture featuring a 128 kilobit level 2 cache. In 2003, Chris Mutpool starts the website 4chan. 2007, a Virginia court says that the instant messages apologizing for an alleged rape could be used as evidence against a defendant in court. And Steve Jobs goes to Yahoo to talk about how they could turn their company around. 2008, Microsoft introduced a new program called Search Perks, which offered prizes to those willing to use its search engine. Also in 2008, members of two major unions at Quest Communications International say thanks but no thanks to a deal hammered out between union representatives and management. It was talks for a proposed 3-year contract. Apple drops the NDA for developers. Previously, you would have to sign NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, which would keep people from talking to other developers about the products. And the Senate passed the $700 billion bailout bill from the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan issues. 2009, MSN launched My Health Info, a personal health management tool that would contain widgets to upload and organize data. And in 2013, the government's healthcare.gov launches. Within hours, problems were reported as the site became overflooded and continued on for weeks after. Jeff Bezos officially becomes owner of the Washington Post newspaper. Bezos bought the paper in September. And YouTube announced that they would hold their first ever YouTube Awards show in November. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.